Hello, and welcome to Viewpoints, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete.
On today's show, we'll be talking about the accessibility of the relatively new Nook Color and using OverDrive to download ebooks onto it from your public library. We'll start by discussing some sources of large print material, either magazines or books, and then launch into a discussion of e-readers and getting books for them. But first, to our tip of the week. This week's tip is, if you need large print, it doesn't have to be cumbersome anymore. You may remember what large print books were like decades ago. They were huge.
I do. They were not only large print books, but they were large books. I had a dictionary that was probably a foot and a half wide and 2 or 3 feet tall, and man, you pick that up and it was something to carry around. Of course, the other thing was, being visually impaired, needing a large print usually meant you had to look closely at the print in addition. I couldn't look at, 2 feet away. And I had to hold this dictionary up to my face, and that was quite an exercise.
But these days, the large print books really are the same size as regular books. We belong to some book groups, and every once in a while, it's not so easy to get hold of the book, even at the library or whatever. And one time I had to go in and get the large print book because all the regular print copies had been taken out. And I showed up with my copy of the book, which had large print on the inside, but the physical book was the same size as everybody else's.
That was quite amazing. I was impressed with how they did that.
Right. And of course, these days you can get your book in digital formats, either audio or electronic print. And then, it can be as tiny as you can imagine.
Because the other nice thing about some of today's large print books, besides the fact that they're printed on thinner paper and they're about the size of a regular book, often they print them on very white, contrasty paper, so it makes it easier to read and easier to see.
So the large print books are actually pretty nice these days. Turning now to our low-tech item, we'll be talking about sources of large print magazines and books. So some of the most popular magazines and newspapers that are available in large print are the Reader's Digest, the New York Times Weekly, and the Literary Reader.
I actually used to get the New York Times large print weekly when I was younger. The New York Times does a summary of the news and review or something like that, and it was essentially that. And it came every week, and I was able to catch up on the news quickly that way.
And actually, when you were less younger, you used to get the New York Times large print weekly delivered in Braille.
In Braille, right, from the National Library Service. And they would just come free matter for the blind in a big box. And, that was how I read the New York Times then.
If you want to buy large print books, there's a long list of resources at www.blindreaders.info/lpbooks.html. And if you click on main menu, you will find links to extensive lists of Braille, tactile, and audio reading material, plus lots of other useful information. So here are a few other sources of large print reading material. The Access Books Project of the Royal National Institute for the Blind delivers online books in electronic format, large print, and giant print using a proprietary DOS-based program for displaying books and periodicals. You can download a demonstration for free at www.accessbooks.org. The American Printing House for the Blind produces large print textbooks for students at all grade levels, as well as cookbooks, dictionaries, and children's literature. And you can find the American Printing House for the Blind at www.aph.org. The Doubleday Large Print Home Library is a commercial book club offering popular books, including romances, mysteries, adventure stories, and other genres. And you can get to their site at www.doubledaylargeprint.com. And the National Association for the Visually Handicapped, which was recently acquired by the Lighthouse, has a free lending library of large print books that you can get by mail. And sort of like Netflix, you know, the next book comes in the mail, you mail it back when you're done. They have about 7,000 books in their library, and you can get to them at www.lighthouse.org/NAVH.
You are listening to Viewpoints. 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 Viewpoints.
This week's focus topic is another source of accessible reading material, and perhaps one you didn't think of. These are readers that are intended for people with normal vision, but people with low vision can also use e-readers in order to convert pretty much any book into a large print book. If you go to Wikipedia, one of our favorite places on the web, they will tell you that an e-book reader, also called an e-book device or e-reader, is a portable electronic device that is designed primarily for the purpose of reading digital books and periodicals. It is similar in form to a tablet computer. In other words, it's about the size of a hardcover book, but thinner. Only you can put a whole lot more than one book on each e-reader. The most popular models are the Kindle from Amazon, the Nook from Barnes & Noble, the Kobo from Kobo, the Papyrus and E6 from Samsung, and the Reader from Sony. And of course, there are multiple flavors of each of these, and there are other manufacturers and other e-readers, and they all have slightly different features, and you just figure out what you want it to do for you, and then get the one that most closely does that. So I recently bought a Nook Color. And coincidentally, last week we were talking about Rochester's Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Well, just a day or two after I bought my Nook Color, they had a technology fair and they had a speaker from Barnes & Noble talking about the Nook Color. So we got to hear her talking about the Nook Color as applies to people with low vision. So that was a nice coincidence. So here is the speaker from Barnes & Noble.
My name is Teresa Grominger. I am the digital sales manager for Barnes & Noble in Pittsford. We have a number of different people like me throughout every store in the company. So wherever you are, you can pop in and ask questions.
If the rest of them are as helpful as she is, they're really helpful.
So tell our listeners, Nancy, why people might want to purchase a Nook.
You know, Pete travels with his Bookport Plus, and of course, he reads everything in audio format. You wouldn't really want to travel with Braille unless you had a good reason to, because it's so bulky. And he takes this Bookport Plus, which isn't much bigger than a deck of cards, and he can be reading for hours and hours and hours, and every book I bring takes up valuable space in the suitcase. So I got my Nook primarily for traveling, and as soon as I started reading on it, I said, wow, this thing's great. And I've been reading it in preference to physical paper print books ever since I got it. I took to it like a fish to water.
It's great. If she reads in bed now, I don't have to listen to the pages being turned anymore. I can actually fall asleep if I want to.
That was actually a nice feature that neither one of us anticipated. Another similar feature, if you want to stay up later reading than the other person wants to stay up, if you're reading a book in print, you need a fair amount of light in order to be able to read the thing. Well, this Nook Color has a liquid crystal display. It's kind of self-lit, and you can adjust what color scheme it uses. There are actually 6 different color schemes, so you can get black on white, white on dark gray, brown on cream color. There are all these different color choices. And if you have all the lights out, it's particularly nice to read with white on dark gray. It doesn't blast so much light at you, but there's plenty of light to read the text. It really pops out of the page. And it also doesn't keep the other person up because it's not making a lot of light in the room.
But particularly for people with some kind of vision problems, the contrast might be particularly helpful to make it easier to read some of the books. And also the color combinations, you might be more comfortable with one color combination than another in terms of how well you can read the text.
So in addition to being able to choose your color combination, you can also adjust the brightness. And you can make it anywhere from really, really bright to really, really dim. Now, of course, that affects how long your battery lasts, but it's easy to recharge and the battery lasts for about 8 hours. So you're not going to be reading for longer than that. And you can read with it plugged into the charger. So adjust the brightness wherever it's comfortable to you.
So that's with the color nook. It's actually backlit and you can change the illumination that way and the brightness, as Nancy pointed out. On the black and white nook, that's actually a reflective device. So it works off the light in the room. So depending on your visual problem, and if you look very close at things to read them, you might actually block some of the light, and that might not work for you, depending on if you can get enough light in to reflect off the screen. So think about whether you want a color nook or a black and white nook.
And try them at the store. And
right.
The salespeople are usually very helpful and very knowledgeable. And the salesperson asked me, well, you know, what features are important to you? And then we were able to focus in pretty quickly on the color nook that I bought. Again, thinking about somebody with low vision, what makes this device easy to read on is they've got actually 6 different choices of font. So you can get one that's very simple, one with bold strokes, one that has serifs, and you get your choice, whichever one you find most comfortable to read. You can enlarge the text. I believe there are 6 different choices of sizes, up to, I think, about 1.5 times as big as the standard large print. Then in addition, you have 3 different choices for how far apart the individual lines are spaced from each other. And you have another 3 choices for how big the margin is. And so you can get the print in a very large size, and you can get the lines spaced very far apart and make the lines pretty short, right to left. And if that doesn't make it easy for you to read, I don't know what would.
So there's a fair amount of flexibility there, I guess.
Oh yeah, huge. Now, another benefit to any e-reader is, you know, you may be used to having to pay extra to get a large print copy of a book. Well, you can buy the normal print book to read on the e-reader and then enlarge the text. All of a sudden, you've got a large print book, but the same price as the normal print book. Likewise with the selection, you know, you go into your public library, they've got rack after rack after rack of normal print books and not so many of large print books. Well, here the selection is the same for everybody, and isn't that nice?
You know, in fact, many of the prices of the ebooks for the Nook and similar products are a lot cheaper than the hardcover editions. They may be like $9 or $10. There was a big to-do with the publishers about some of the pricing of these things. So they're trying to be very competitive with the prices. It can be a good way of getting books.
And you can still use your public library, which we will go into in detail in the high-tech segment of this show. So let me just describe the Nook Color a little bit. It's really nice, but it costs $250, so you have to really want one to get one. It weighs almost 1 pound, but you can carry lots and lots of books on it. You can actually also carry other documents on it, and it's got software in there so that you can read Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, PowerPoint presentations, PDF documents. You can get onto the web, you can check your email, you can play internet radio, and there are apparently over 800 apps that you can buy from their app store.
And just to be clear, I think not all of that is available on the black and white Nook. So if you want to run those additional apps in addition to reading books, you want to pick up the color version.
We now have over 650 applications that you can purchase. And these are, some of them are available for free, note-taking applications. There's rumors about an OverDrive application that I just heard about today, which would be fantastic. But a lot of fun kind of games, tap-to-talk applications for children, and different things, productivity applications that you can get as well.
So the discrepancy between how many apps she mentioned and I mentioned, when she gave her talk, that was a month or more ago. I just went on the website and they said there were over 800 at this point. So the number of applications or apps just keeps growing and growing and growing. My Nook Color comes with an 8 gigabyte memory card. That's standard. If you want, you can add another 32 gigabytes on a micro SD card. The standard will hold up to 5,000 books. You add four times as much memory, you have more books than you can think about. The other interesting thing it has is audio output. And this is kind of interesting. So if you have a book in audio format, you can put that onto your Nook Color and it'll play your audio book in MP3 format. I think it handles WMA format as well. They also have things they call enhanced books, where there's actually audio or even video built into the ebook. And so if you come to a point in the book and it says, click here to play, you'll get the audio or the video playing right on the Nook. You don't have to insert a CD into a separate player to get that, which you might have gotten with a paper book. But it can't convert a book that's in text into speech. It doesn't have that capability. So if you're really sufficiently visually impaired to need your books to be in audio, there are other solutions you can use for just playing audio books rather than this.
Right. This one isn't for me, I think.
No, I don't think so. But if you've got limited vision, it can be terrific.
You have, of course, the enhanced Nook experience, which is the enhanced ebooks, things like the new Jacqueline Kennedy book that just came out that has video embedded in it. It also has audio embedded in it. So you have different things like that that come out that really enhance that experience, where you might before have, you might have purchased a book before that had an audio CD with it. It's right in there for you. All you do is press play. So those are really fun. And we have over 100 of those out right now.
But as we mentioned, it does not have text-to-speech capability.
It doesn't have a text-to-speech audio. Okay. So the audio that you're doing are files that you've either put on, music that you've put on. They do all come, the Nook Color comes with Pandora Radio, the internet radio, so you can put those, or you can listen to that. The audio capabilities in terms of books are limited pretty much to those enhanced ebooks and a lot of the children's books. Not adult unless you're getting the audio, either the audio CD or have the audio file already. We do have some audiobooks that are available for direct download through barnesandnoble.com. So you go onto the website barnesandnoble.com, and as you're looking through, you'll see MP3 audio, and then you'll see direct download next to it. And this way you purchase them, they're actually a lot less than buying the actual CDs, and you get that right to the computer that you can put on either the Nook, or if you already have an MP3 player, you can push it to that MP3 player.
So this is a wonderful object. The only issue is you can read all the books you want, but you'll probably need sighted help to set up your preferences. But once you set it up so that you're happy with it, it'll stay that way for book after book after book. There are some features where you can pinch and zoom. For example, in the browser, you can make the size of the individual book icons bigger. But you pretty much are going to want to get some sighted help setting up your preferences. You can download books directly from the Barnes & Noble store.
If you're looking for free books, the best way to do it on both the Nook Color and the Simple Touch is going to be kind of searching through the browse feature or the search feature on the Nook. And then you have the option to sort your books. You have the option to sort them by price, which is going to bring all of the free books up to the top. And this way you've narrowed your search and you're not searching through. If you look for just free books, you're looking at 1.8 million titles. So you don't want to do that. No one does. No one has the time for that. So you would narrow the search down, maybe put, say, Jane Austen, and then sort by price, and you see all of the free Jane Austen titles at the top. You can also sort by release date, bestsellers, top sellers, so you can go through that way too.
And they'll also provide you with automatic updates and upgrades with new features.
We continue to add new things. Both the Nook Color and the Nook are upgradable. So we send out updates to those. The Nook Color has gone through 4 major updates so far, which are all wireless and software-based. That's the beauty of anything that's Android-based, is that those updates can be pushed to it. And if you're connected to wireless, you might wake up one morning and have new software and new capabilities right on there.
So in addition to the Nook Color, which we've been talking about a lot, the Nook Simple Touch, which is the black and white device that we've talked about a little, you can also just download Nook software and put it on your computer or your smartphone and kind of convert that into its own
Your own Nook. Right.
But then you have to carry around your computer or read your books on your smartphone. So if you want more information, go to www.barnesandnoble.com, type Nook into the search field, and you'll get all the information they're happy to provide you. Now for this week's high-tech item, downloading library books onto your Nook Color. It turns out that even though the Nook Color is enabled with Wi-Fi and can get to the web, and you can actually get to the library's website from the Nook Color, you can't download the books directly onto the Nook Color. This is true of any e-reader. It's because of copyright rules. You need to download the books to your computer, and then you just transfer the book from the computer onto the Nook Color or whatever other e-reader you happen to have. The first thing you need to do is set up your system so you're ready to accept a downloaded library book. And the crucial step here is that you need to install Adobe Digital Editions. So start by going to www.adobe.com, that's spelled A-D-O-B-E, /products/digital editions, all one word. And the top link is download. And that'll get, you know, once you download it and install it and everything, you're all set. You need to register it and you need to use the same email address that you've used to set up your e-reader. That's also a crucial step. Once you've got that set, you go to your library's website in Monroe County. That's overdrive.libraryweb.org. So we're going to go there and we're looking for a book. In the search field, you can type keywords, you can type the author's name, you can type the title of a book. Let's just see. I'm reading Pirate Latitudes. It's pretty good. The first drop-down menu allows you to choose whether you're going to search under title, creator, ISBN, or keyword. So in this case, I typed in the title. I'll select title. And then you can select the format. So we're looking for an EPUB ebook, and I can select that. The other choices are Kindle books, WMA audiobooks, MP3 audiobooks, PDF ebooks, or music. I'm going to select EPUB eBooks and click Go. And look at that. There's the book I'm looking for. It actually appears here in several formats. I'm going to go to the format that I want, which in this case is Adobe EPUB eBook, and I can click on Add to Digital Cart. Now, if it's not available to take out from the library or check out, you won't have that as an option. Instead, it'll offer you the option to join the waiting list. which goodness knows I've done for many, many books. And then it's just like placing a hold at the physical library. Eventually, your name comes up, they send you an email note, and you get the option now to add it to your digital cart. So I'm going to click on Add to Digital Cart, and my book shows up. It says the name, the default lending period, the format, in this case, Adobe EPUB eBook. And I have my choice at the bottom. I can either continue browsing or proceed to checkout. So I'm going to click Proceed to Checkout, and it wants me to sign in. So you enter your library card number in the edit field, and then you click Sign In. So now I've signed in, and it shows me the name of the book. The lending period now, the default is shown as 21 days, but that's also a pull-down menu, and you have your choice of 7 days, 14 days, or 21 days. And then lower down on the screen, there's a button you can click called Confirm Checkout. So I just did that. And now it comes up with another screen. It gives me the title, the format. I've now checked it out. It shows today's date, and it shows it expires now in 7 days. And that's to the minute. It keeps track. If it's 4:13 p.m. today when I check it out, it expires at 4:13 in a week or two or three. And I'm going to click the download button. And it's offering me the option to either open or save the little file that comes. It doesn't actually download the entire book at first. It just downloads a stub. So I'm going to click save. Save as. I'm going to put it somewhere. And now that download has completed. If you try to open the stub file from wherever it was that you downloaded it to, it will actually open the book in Adobe Digital Editions. Now, you can either read it right on your computer, or if you want to read it on your e-reader, there are icons in the near the upper left-hand corner. The one that's highlighted when you're in book reading mode looks like an open book. The one to its left looks like a couple of books on a bookshelf. So if you click on that, you'll get into library view. And if you connect your e-reader via the handy dandy cord that they provide to your computer, then your e-reader will show up at the bottom of the list of what they call bookshelves on the left-hand side of that screen. And all you do is you highlight the little icon that looks like the cover of the book with the title and author written in simple print underneath, and you drag that over to where it says the name of your e-reader, and voila, you're done. You've got your library book on your e-reader. That's it for this week's show. Next week on Viewpoints will be a little bit different. We'll be talking about extreme sports for the blind. We'll interview Jose Tamayo, a blind computer scientist who leads annual multi-day canoeing and camping trips through alligator-infested waters and uses an assortment of modern technology to report his progress from the jungle. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to reachout@wxxi.org or call us at 585-258-0333, and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Viewpoints, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. This program was hosted by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy. We hope you'll join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show by going to our website at wxxi.org/reachout and clicking on the podcast's link. Thanks for listening to Viewpoints, and have a nice day.